And let me tell you the list of things I don't want so that you can be sure that none of these unwanted things ever come to me. It's a long list. I've been gathering it for a lifetime, and I'm really good at it, and I can give it to you cleverly. I can make you laugh as I repeat the problems of my life experience to you. I've been entertaining people with this for years, and so just sit back and enjoy my explanation of why my life is not going the way I want it to. And once I have repeated this story again, I've done it thousands of times, but once I have repeated this story again, then I'm going to ask Law of Attraction to hear me clearly and give me exactly the opposite of it. And we say, Law of Attraction is such a fair friend. Law of Attraction will always replicate your vibration. And we want you to remember that your vibration, your vibrational balance, your vibrational countenance, your point of attraction, what's being matched up with you, is always known best by you by the way you feel. The way you feel is your indication of your balance of vibration. Now, here's why. You are source energy in a physical body, and many of you know that. You've been talking about God, you've been talking about source, you've been talking about souls, you've been talking about heaven and angels, you've been trying to get your thoughts wrapped around the idea of the eternalness of who you are. Many of you have believed long before you came to know us that there was life before this body, and you are hoping that there will be life after this body. And we want to say to you that most of what you think about all of that is really screwy. We want you to understand that you are an eternal being, but you're not dead or alive. You're not an angel and then a mortal. You're not there with source and then here without source. You are always source energy. You are vibration mostly. And this physical being that you know as you and all of the physical trappings that surround you are interpretations of vibration that you have fashioned into this wonderful world that you are living. You are here focused in your physical bodies on the leading edge of thought, and it is magnificent that you are here. But we want so much for you to realize that all of you didn't come forth into this physical body. And we don't mean all of you in terms of the masses. We mean all of you in terms of you, in terms of you. The larger part of you will always be stable, non-physical, pure positive, God force, source, love, energy. That's who you are. And part of that consciousness is projected here in this physical body. Just like the whole of who you are in this physical body is not attending this workshop here today. You're still a mother or a father or a sister or a brother or a bowler or an accountant. There are many aspects to your life that are not taking place right here and now while you're focused here with us. So we want you to understand that in this greater sense of the word, the larger part of you is non-physically focused and taking in the benefit that you are providing by being here in this physical body. Let's start over here. Do you get that you were source energy before you were in this body? And do you follow our thought that that source energy part of you still resides in non-physical? Sort of like the electricity passes through the walls of your building, you plug your toaster in and you toast toast, and someone would say, well, then why doesn't the electricity be the toaster? And we say, because the electricity is electricity, the toaster is the toaster. The source energy part of you is the source energy part of you. The physical part of you is the toaster. But it all works together, because here in your physical expression, you are exploring, you are out here on the leading edge. You are arriving at the new leading edge conclusions, which the source within you is then saying, we agree, and we have become the vibrational equivalent of it. You'd have to stand back pretty far in order to know what we know about the creation of things, about the creation of your planet, about the creation of what you call life on planet Earth. But we want you to know everything that is what you call manifestation, knock on wood, physical stuff that you can discern with your physical senses. Every bit of it was vibration first. Everything is a thought first, and then a vibrational thought that is thought upon longer until in time, with enough attention to it, it takes shape and form. You are so sure of the reality that you live as you are discerning and agreeing with each other about so many of the conditions of your environment. You have divined your time-space reality in ways that you agree. You say, we see this room and we measure it and we come to agreement about how big it is. We know about square footage. We know about measurements. We know about distance. We agree on colors, most of us. We are in agreement with so many things because we are using our physical senses to decipher vibration. And what we want you to try to get your thoughts around, we know it isn't easy because the reality of your physical environment feels so permanent and so solid, so static and so real, but it is all vibration in motion and it is all being interpreted by you who are perceiving it. What you see with your eyes is only a vibrational interpretation. What you hear with your ears, even what you smell and taste and feel with your fingertips, these are vibrational interpretations. And because you have been doing it for such a long time and you've been in agreement with so many about it, you have this static reality that is this wonderful platform that you stand on so solidly. And we want you to understand that this reality that you think is so stable and solid is not at all static. It's changing constantly. It's changing and becoming and morphing to the degree that you in your physicalness will allow it to be. That's why we call this gathering the art of allowing. We want you to catch a glimpse of the way your world, your physical world, looks through the eyes of Source. Because when you begin to see your world through the eyes of Source, then you begin to distract yourself, to turn the other cheek, to withdraw your attention from the aspects of your planet and life on this planet that you do not want to replicate and repeat and teach to your children. And instead, you turn your attention to the aspects that you do want to hold into your vibration, that you do want law of attraction to respond to. Now, you don't need to worry about law of attraction's response. It is always turned on. The law of attraction switch, always on. Which means whatever it is that you are offering vibrationally is being responded to. But the thing that most of you do not realize is that there are two aspects of your being to which law of attraction is responding. There is the non-physical part of you, which we've been explaining to you this morning, is always non-physically focused. And can you imagine how long that's been going on? And then there's the physical you that's been going on as long as the physical you's been going on, which is not that long. So there is this part of you that law of attraction is responding to, and this part of you that law of attraction is responding to. And what we want you to realize is the larger part of you is the dominant part of you. And because law of attraction is responding not only to who you were before you were born, but hear this, to who you really are as a result of being here in this physical body. Can you get it that this life experience is causing the greater part of you to expand and become? Do you know that that's why you came to begin with? Humans tell a story that is so irrational that goes something like, so Source is perfect and I've been sent here to figure out how to get perfect. And Source has laid down laws for me to learn and I'll learn them and I'll persevere and I'll reach for the perfection that Source has achieved. And we want you to understand that that Source that you are talking about is always within you. You cannot get yourself away from it. You can pinch yourself off pretty good. But the Source that is within you is always within you. And you can tell by the way you feel to what degree your thoughts in the moment are allowing the fullness of Source or not. When you feel love for yourself or for another, you are a perfect vibrational match to the Source within you. When you feel hatred or anger toward someone else or toward yourself, you are nowhere near the vibrational equivalent of your Source. And that vibrational variance between who you're letting yourself be and who you really are is noted to you by your negative emotion. Negative emotion, whatever degree of it you're experiencing, always means to that degree you're pinching yourself off from the fullness of who you are. When you allow yourself in your physical human form to ride the rocket of desire that the Source within you is riding, you feel passion, you feel enthusiasm, you feel love, you feel certainty, you feel flexibility and vitality, you are energized, you are in love with life. That is who you really are. And when you feel frustration, when you feel overwhelmment, when you feel anger or greater anger, when you feel rage or disappointment, when you feel fear or depression, you are pinching yourself off incrementally more and more and more and more and more from who you really are. And so we want you to understand that the emotions that you feel are in every moment that you are feeling them, whether they feel like love or whether they feel like despair. The emotion that you are feeling is always, every single time, your indicator of your vibrational relationship between who life has caused you to become and who you're letting yourself be right here in this moment by virtue of whatever it is you're giving your attention to. Talk about moment by moment, segment by segment guidance. Talk about always having a bead on who you really are and what you really want and where you said you really want to go. In other words, this is sophisticated guidance that is with you always once you learn to read it. Your navigational systems in your vehicles are similar. They know where you are. They know where you are. And you program in your desired destination, and the system calculates the route between where you are and where you want to be. And your guidance system is the same way. Here you stand, maybe with not enough money, or with a relationship that feels awful, or with a bodily condition that isn't pleasing you or is frightening you. Here you stand in that contrasting experience, sending out rockets of desires constantly for an improved experience. More rockets now than ever before, because knowing what you don't want helps you to identify what you do want. And the source within you not only rides those rockets, but becomes the vibrational equivalent of the new and expanded you. So the question that we want to put to you, and really what the Art of Allowing workshop is asking of you, are you, right now, by virtue of what you're thinking and speaking, are you letting yourself keep up with you? Are you keeping up with who life has caused you to become? And if you are, we'll go right back to the first thing that we said to you this morning. If you are, then you're tuned in, tapped in, turned on, you feel great. If you are, then you are a vibrational extension. You are allowing yourself to be that extended version of you. Then you are seeing the world through the eyes of Source. And if you are feeling negative emotion, then it means that something has your attention, and it is certainly valid. In other words, we know you don't make this stuff up. You're not making it up. You're observing it. You're not deliberately trying to hold yourself apart from who you are. But anytime you feel negative emotion, you are nevertheless doing exactly that. You're holding yourself apart from who you are. As we are moving forward in these hours that are before us, we want to show you how to recognize your own guidance system and how to more effectively utilize it moment by moment. We want you to leave this gathering with a newfound resolve that how you feel matters, because how you feel is your indication of your alignment or misalignment with who you are, with your allowing of the whole of who you are to be present in this moment, or of your resisting of who you really are to be present in this moment. So many physical beings are moving around through life a mere shadow of who they are. We see mothers shouting angrily at their children when there is no one on the planet that they want to love more. Out of control, not knowing how to hold themselves in the vibration of love, because they're having knee-jerk responses to life. And we want you to begin to utilize the contrast in a deliberate, conscious, comprehensive way. We want you to understand the components of life. When you get who you are, and when you get how who you really are feels, and when you start tuning yourself to that feeling, you will begin to be a vibrational match to who you really are. And do you know, when you're tuned in, tapped in, turned on, when you are offering the vibration that comes from the core of your being, your power of influence is so huge that others who are watching you are amazed at the confidence and power with which you move through life. When you are a vibrational match to who you are, law of attraction brings to you, surrounds you with, lines up for you a steady stream of powerful, joyful opportunities and openings that just lead you segment by segment toward an ever-evolving, always unfolding, joyful life experience. It's not about knowing what you don't want so you know what you do want, and then you have to figure out how to get over there to what you do want. We're not talking about the handful or dozen or hundreds or even the thousands of things that you are wanting, and this workshop is not about getting you to those things. This workshop is about helping you to reorient your understanding of why you are here in this body to begin with. You did not come forth to get it done. You did not come forth to identify things you want and then move over to live the manifestation of them, because the manifestation of them is better than the absence of them. You came forth in order to identify what you want so that you could move in the direction of what you want, so that you can enjoy the stream of life that is constant and eternal. You want to be in the flow of who you are, not bucking the current. Law of attraction and its response to this powerful you that you have become creates a current that feels to you like a river or stream that is always moving in the direction of that which life has caused you to become. And when you let yourself go with that flow, you feel those emotions that you describe as positive emotions. But when you're turned upstream in opposition to that current, you feel it in your body. You feel it in every fiber of your being. You feel it because you are not letting yourself be who you are. And that contradiction in energy tears you apart. It makes you miserable. It messes up your body. It ruins your life to some degree. It keeps you from being who you are. Now, when you croak, of course, that all ends, because when you croak, we love that disrespectful word. Since there is no death, we try to be as disrespectful of it as we can, of your idea of it as we can. When you have what you call your death experience, your croaking experience, you stop beating the drum of all of the things that you've been worrying about in your physical form, and the vibration of who you are becomes dominant, and in one fell swoop, you become the being that all that you have lived has caused you to become. But we are wanting to submit to you that you do not have to croak to have that happen. You can stay right here in this physical body, and you can moment to moment, day by day, by caring about how you feel, tune yourself to the vibration of the center of your being. And as you tune yourself to who you really are, then you will begin to understand how good life feels and how good life is supposed to feel for you. It is supposed to feel good. Jerry and Esther had a wonderful experience last summer. They went whitewater river rafting. And as they took their raft down to the river's edge, there were many of them, six of them that went together, and many others, dozens really, of high school wrestlers in the other boats. It was a remarkable day of splashing one another. The high school wrestlers didn't start it. Jerry and Esther's friends did, but once it got started, it was a very wet day. As they got to the river's edge, none of them, not one of them, even considered turning the boat upstream and paddling against the current. It was so perfectly obvious that that very fast-moving river was going to have its way with them. And the river guide, almost the first thing he said to them was, "Friends, this is not Disneyland, and we cannot turn this river off." He was wanting them to understand the power of this river. And we want to say exactly the same thing to you. We want you to understand the power of this river and the fact that it's not Disneyland and we cannot turn this river off. You set your river in motion long before you got forth into this physical body. And this river has been moving very fast since you've been in this physical body. And every time you know what you don't want, you make the river go a little faster by offering the rocket of desire about what you're wanting. The reason the river moves faster and faster and faster is because every time you identify at any level of your being a preference or a desire how life would be better for you, the non-physical part of you embraces that thought so completely and holds it so unequivocally and becomes the vibrational offering of it so completely. And then as the powerful law of attraction responds to that ever-increasing, amassing vibration that you are setting forth, there is a powerful sucking feeling that is drawing you toward it. Are you getting a sense of this? We're trying to get you to understand how fast this river is moving and how important it is that you let yourself go with it. When you let yourself move in the direction of who you've become, you feel the ease of going with that flow. And when you turn in opposition to it, you feel the dis-ease of not allowing yourself to go with the flow. And every emotion you feel is about simply that. If you feel negative emotion, what it means every single time is life has caused you to become something more than this thought, this action, this word is allowing you to be. In other words, Life helps me to know that I want more money, and the source energy part of me becomes a more prosperous being. Can you imagine? We know how much abundance is amassed for you in your vibrational escrow. There are veritable fortunes there calling you to them. So here's all of this abundance that you in all your lives have set forth there. And here you are often saying, I don't have enough money. More important, feeling the disappointment of not having enough money. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough money. I would like to buy that, but I can't afford it. I wish I could buy that, but I can't afford it. I'm so tired of wanting things that I cannot have. I'm so tired of not having enough money. I don't have 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 enough money. Hardly anybody I know has enough money. Hardly anybody I know has enough money. I don't know anybody has enough money. Enough money. Nobody has enough money. Nobody has enough money. That rich bugger over there has got plenty of money. That rich bugger over there has plenty of money. Much, much more than his fair share of money. He squanders it and wastes it on unnecessary things. Don't you know there are people starving? I don't have enough money. 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 He probably deals drugs. I don't have enough money. 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 And we want you to understand that you can't feel that way and let your money in. You just can't. The vibrational frequencies are too far apart. And your disappointment is your indicator that you're not letting money in. And no money coming in is an indicator too. In other words, there are emotional indicators of how you're doing, and then there's post-manifestational awareness, yes? And we want you to realize that whatever you're living is the indicator of what you're doing vibrationally. But even more, oh, we so want you to hear this. We're going to stay here till you get this. It'll only take a minute. What you're living is the indicator of what you're offering vibrationally. Now, how does that sentence sound to you? Does it sound important? What you're living is the indicator of your vibration. Sounds important, but we don't want it to be so important for this reason. It's only an indicator of a vibration. My bank account is an indicator of vibration. I hate what's in my bank account. There's so little in my bank account. Why doesn't my bank account get bigger? Why doesn't it 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 get bigger? Because it's an indicator of why it doesn't get bigger. Why doesn't it get bigger? Why does... Whatever you're living, whether it is about your body or whether it is about your relationship or whether it is about your money, no matter what it is about, whatever you're living is only a temporary in-the-moment indicator of your temporary in-the-moment vibrational offering. That's all it is. The only problem is you don't know that your vibrational offering is temporary because you've been speaking those words for so long, they're stuck in your vibrational craw. You've been telling the same story for so long, you don't know any new stories. Somehow you got convinced that you should tell it like it is. Now let's play that over what we were just saying. Tell it like it is. Your mother says, tell me the truth of what is. So you say, I don't have enough money. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough money. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I don't like what you're doing. I don't like what you're doing with my money. I don't like what you're doing with my government. I don't like what you're doing. We're making a point here, and we know it's getting annoying to you, but we want you to understand that you got to tell a different story. Did we make a point with you about these two points of vibrational offerings that are going on? There's the larger you, and then there's the physical you. Do you get that? Do you believe it? Do you understand that you are this source energy being? So listen to the difference in the drums that are being beat. I don't have enough money. 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 I've never had enough money. There's plenty of money. The money is here. The things are lined up. The resources are in place. Circumstances and events have been arranged. The money is here. The money is here. Look over 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 here. Now we want to depict the emotional difference. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough money. Why don't I have enough money? I'm so sorry that I don't have enough money. What have I done wrong? I should have known better. They should have known better. There's plenty of money. Nothing has gone wrong. Everything that you want is lined up for you. Whenever you're ready, it's right here for you. There's nothing you need to do. You've done all the work. All you need to do is relax and allow what you want to flow into your experience. You want to begin to listen to the drum of the source within you. You want to listen to the call of source. Source is calling you in the direction of what you want. And the way you know that you're moving in the direction is because things start lighting up for you, meaning that they begin feeling really, really good to you. When you get on this track of following the trail that has been pre-paved by you and is being tended by the source within you and is calling you toward what you're wanting, you feel energized. You feel enthusiasm. And yet, you know what your physical world trains you to do? Your physical world says, if it feels good, you need to be wary. You say to your friends, oh, I'm so excited about this. And they say, watch out. Watch out. That positive emotion could mean something's going very, very wrong for you. I've known other people who were positive and bad things happened to them. I think you better play it safe. I think you better stay right where you are. I know he beats you, but he makes a good living. And what we're wanting you to understand is the way you feel is everything, because the way you feel is your indication of whether you're closing the gap between who you're letting yourself be and who you really are, or whether you're widening the gap. And you're going to get so that you can feel statement by statement, whether it's downstream or upstream, downstream or upstream. The downstream statement always feels like relief. It doesn't always feel like sunshine, lollipop, and roses. It doesn't always feel like the best feeling thing that you've ever felt, but the downstream thought from where you stand always feels better than the upstream thought. You can always tell the difference between something that feels a little worse and a little better, a little worse and a little better. So often, a gathering like this leaves you with the impression that you need to get over here into these good-feeling emotions, and you have been so sick to your stomach of positive people for so long, the idea of being one of them is abhorrent to most of you. In other words, nothing is more annoying than to see someone happy when you're not. Nothing is more annoying than to see someone living the life you want to live when you're not living it. And even worse, crowing about it. Oh, let me tell you how good my life is. Let's not go there, you say. What we want you to realize is we don't want you to compare yourself with anybody else. We just want you to have an awareness, a comparative awareness of whether this thought that you're thinking right now is upstream or downstream. And you know why? Because this thought that you're thinking right now is your point of attraction. This is the thought that you're thinking right now that your life is becoming the indicator of. But there's this one little thing that we need to tell you. You probably already know it. There's a buffer of time between you offering a vibration and it manifesting. More than 99% of every creation is completed by you vibrationally before the evidence begins to show. So you can be turned in the downstream direction for a while before you begin to see the evidence of it. And that's what makes you not know. You want instant manifestation. Can you imagine Jerry and Esther on the river with their guide? Telling him, oh, we like instant manifestation, so we don't want to take all the time to ride down the river. Put our boat back on the bus. Let's drive down the canyon. Be a lot faster. Put it in a few hundred yards from where we're going to take it out. We'll just be done with this. And he would say, I thought you wanted to ride on the river. And that's what we want you to understand. You want this ride on the river. You want to discern contrast. Oh, you think that if you had the choice, and you did, but you think that if you'd had the choice from this physical experience, and good thing you didn't, you'd think that if you had the choice, and you did, that if you came forth into this physical experience, that your nest would be so feathered that it would be full of all of the things you want, and there would be nothing in your environment that would even get your attention a little bit that would make you feel bad. Many of you as parents try to do that for your children, and you deprive them temporarily of the contrast that they came to live. You said, I'll go forth into the contrast, and from it, I will be able to discern what I prefer, and that will be a wonderful thing, because when I know what I prefer, I'll hold it in my vibrational countenance, and then the law of attraction will bring it to me, and then I'll have a new platform from which to prefer, and I'll hold it in my vibrational countenance, and the law of attraction will bring it to me. So from this buffet of life, I will extract from it the things that I most prefer, and out of it, I will carve out the perfect life for me from my personal perspective. But instead, you got here, and there were so many other dysfunctional people around you who had already lost sight of their own guidance system, who said to you, most of you, I am a very conditional lover and liver of life, which means good conditions make me feel good, but bad conditions make me feel bad. So these are the rules for the good conditions that I need to extract from you. And since you're in my life, I'll be looking at you quite a lot. Since I am your employer, or since I am your mother, or since I am your father, or since I am your teacher, I have been assigned the task of looking at you. And when I look at you, I want to feel good. Which means you need to perform in ways that make me feel good. I don't want you to be selfish. You need to behave in ways that make me, I'm your selfless mother, feel good. And if I see any of those things that make me feel bad, you will be in such trouble. Which was all right if there could only have been one of them and they were always in agreement with themselves, but they are so fickle and there are so many of them and they want different things from you and you just can't stand on your head in enough different ways to make them happy. And pretty soon you figure out that no matter how hard you try, you can't make them happy. And we are wanting to say to you that none of you came forth with the intention of listening to anyone outside of you. Every one of you knew that life would cause you to expand and that that expanded being would call you. And when you go in the direction of that expansion, that you would feel good. And you planned on leaving everybody else out of the equation. You really did. You did not plan on guiding your life by that which other people are saying. First of all, they don't have very much of an attention span. Have you noticed? How long did your lover really give you his undivided attention? No one dares say. Not that long. Not that long. How long did your mother give you her undivided attention? Not very long. Nobody can do it because nobody is born to be the keeper of you. They are all born to be the creator of their own experience. And we think that the greatest hypocrisy, the thing that has caused you the most trouble, is that they tell you that you are important to them, but the bottom line is how they feel is what's most important to them. So they keep trying to guide you and your behavior by what makes them feel good. And then, oh, you get so full of resentment because you know what would make your life really wonderful right away? Is if you could just accept that everybody is in this life for themselves. And that's not a bad thing, because what that's really saying is everybody is source energy and everybody came forth in order to give birth to new rockets of desire. And everyone has a source within them that is guiding them toward their best interest. So imagine what a wonderful world that is. If everyone has their own personal guidance system and it is source, and everyone is being called toward the improved life experience, and everyone, or even most of them, or even some of them, are hearing the call and moving toward it, can you imagine how magnificent this world would become? Do you know that no one offers any violent or what you would call negative behavior who's in alignment with source? It just does not happen. 100% of what you call negative behavior happens because someone's out there on the raw and ragged edge. They're trying to fill the void. They're trying to get to some place that they want to be, but they're going about it in a way that cannot ever be. So, we think we've made a very powerful point with you. We have given it everything Esther has. We have projected to her the block of thought that says to you, you are the creator of your experience and you must create your experience deliberately if you are to have the joyful experience that you meant to have. Unless you in any moment are seeing the world through the eyes of source, then you are but a shadow of the being that you've come forth to be. Which means if you are doing less than loving whatever it is you're giving your attention to, you are not who you were really born to be. Negative emotion means you've pinched yourself off to some degree from who you really are. So, we talk about all of these powerful and wonderful positive emotions, but we would like you to just reach for one emotion and let's just give it one simple label. It is the emotion of relief. And we want to say to you that no matter where you are, and here's something really important to acknowledge, you are where you are. I am where I am. I am where I am regarding my relationship, regarding my body, regarding my money, regarding my philosophies, regarding my worldview, regarding my family experiences. I am where I am relative to all things. And all that means is I've practiced vibrations that have brought me to a point of consistent attraction on every subject imaginable. In other words, nothing that you're living is just happening to you. It's all happening in response to the thoughts and the patterns of thoughts that you're offering. And most of it is pretty darn good, isn't it? In other words, we're just talking about some fine-tuning here. We're just talking about some deliberate leaning in the direction more of what you're wanting. And the reason that we are so enthusiastic about presenting this to you in this way is because we know that if you leave this gathering understanding that you are the point of attraction for you and that you are offering a vibrational signal that law of attraction is replicating and that you can tell by the way you feel how well you're keeping up with what life has caused you to become or not, once you get a handle on that and once the only thing that is important to you is that you feel good, once you begin guiding your thought, word, and behavior because of the way it feels rather than because of the truth of it, once you begin to care more about how you feel than anything else, you will then be the joyous, deliberate creator that you came forth to be. And anything less than that leaves you pinched off from who you really are. So the feeling of relief is what you're reaching for, and as we're moving through this day, we'll show you how to find thoughts that give you that feeling of relief. We know that in a gathering like this, or any gathering, there is the tendency to want to speculate on endless things. And we're willing to talk with you about anything that is important to you. We just want you to remember that you are offering a vibrational signal now that as you offer it for a little bit of time, it really doesn't take very long, begins to set up a frequency that begins then the pattern of attraction. And so it's really helpful if you begin right now to tell the story of your life the way you want it to be rather than the way that it has been. Because telling it the way it has been only holds you in that holding pattern of attraction. Can you feel that anything that you would call negative attraction is really just the disallowance of the positive attraction that is already in motion? This is the thing that we want this workshop to ferret out in a way that you will really hear it. There is not a source of darkness. You don't walk into a room and look for a dark switch. Oh yeah, flip that and then it lets that inky, misty stuff come into the room and cover up the light. You know that's not what's happening. There's not a source of badness or a source of evil or a source of sickness. There is only a disallowing of the stream. There's only a disallowing of moving in the direction of that which life has caused me to become. That's all. So everything is so much simpler than you have thought, because in this moment where all of your power is, because this is the only moment in which you can activate a vibration. Or you can activate a vibration about something that happened a long time ago, but you're doing it now. You can remember something that happened a long time ago or yesterday, but you're doing it now. You can anticipate something that will happen tomorrow or 10 years from now, but you're doing it now. So whatever you think causes you to offer a signal now, which is your point of attraction. And when you offer a point of attraction for as little as 17 seconds, law of attraction kicks in. In other words, that's the combustion point where another thought that matches it joins it. Hold that thought for another 17 seconds and there's another combustion. Do that until you have achieved a vibrational alignment with any thought for as little as 68 seconds and things begin to move enough that a discerning eye can see the manifestation has begun. That's all. 68 seconds of telling it the way you want it to be rather than telling it like it is. Are there things in your life that are as you want them to be? Keep telling that story. Are there things in your life that are not as you want it to be? Don't tell that story. But I am really busy. I do have more to do than I can do. Did you hear what she said? The good news is you will never again beat a negative drum and not have conscious awareness of it. And that is such a good thing, because you cannot choose something that feels better until you are aware of what you are choosing. So relief is the order of business. What do you want to talk about?
Thank you very much. This veritable fortune that I've been amassing for so long.
Don't use sarcasm now.
Oh. I'd love a little bit more of your experience on how I can deliberately be leaning more towards allowing it.
Now, anyone who listens back, and especially those who are sitting here in the room, you might feel yourself wanting to say, especially by the end of the day, Abraham is really nitpicking here. But we want you to feel, if you can, the feeling place from which that question comes. In other words, this veritable fortune, and we sensed a sort of mocking tone. Where's my stuff? If law of attraction is as you say, and I've been amassing this fortune, then where is it and how can I get to it? And we want you to just feel for a moment, what is the dominant vibration within that sentiment that you offered? Was he offering the vibration from the lack of the money or from the having of the money? And we know, you say, well, of course he is, because it isn't there yet. So how can he offer a vibration about a state of being that he has not yet achieved? And we say, you just got to figure out how to do it, because until you do, you can't have the state of being that you want to achieve. You have to find the vibrational essence of it. And we think it's logical that in the beginning, there would be some questioning. Where is it? What am I doing wrong? What should I do differently? What should I do differently is really what you're saying. But we want you to feel the entrapment that your own words and attitude about things have. And so the work is, you have to find a way of distracting yourself from the absence of the money while you activate within yourself a feeling of the money. So things like feeling appreciation for the prosperity that you are living, feeling appreciation for the possibility of more coming. In fact, we'd like to say that even when you get into an attitude of hope, you're much closer in vibration to allowing it than when you are in the vibration of doubt. So we teased you about a little bit of sarcasm about this veritable fortune, but we want you to realize that when you feel sarcastic, when you feel pessimistic, it's a far cry from feeling optimistic and hopeful. So the answer to your question, how do I let my fortune come to me and me come to my fortune? It's by pretending that it's already done, by taking pieces of the fortune and mentally expending it, by imagining how much fun it will be to have it, to enjoy the feeling of relief even before you have the actual reason to feel the relief, by caring so much about the way you feel that you guide your thoughts apart from the reality. And so sarcasm, we're really kidding you a tiny little bit about that, is further from letting it in than optimism or positive expectation. So feel the difference between saying, my money is really slow in coming. I'm starting to believe that it's in vibrational escrow for me, but I can't figure out how to let it in. Feel that sentiment, and then feel the difference between that and saying, it's going to be nice when I figure this out. It's going to be nice when I figure this out. Let's the resistance go. I haven't figured it out. I've been working at this a long time and I haven't figured it out is totally upstream and resistant in nature. I'm looking forward to figuring this out. Releases resistance. It'll be nice when I figure this out. I have glimpses of this in my experience every day. I get it on a lot of different subjects. I'm doing pretty good on much of this. I do like knowing that there is a fortune that's been amassed for me. I do like knowing that my life experience has caused me to put some things in vibrational escrow. I do like realizing that the source within me has preceded me in its expectation of my receiving of that. I do like knowing that my negative emotion itself is my indicator that I've departed from how source sees me. I do like knowing that negative emotion is my indicator that source sees me as prosperous and in the moment of my negative emotion, I'm not. I do like the idea that source source can guide me to more positive feelings. And I do like knowing that the negative feelings are my indicator that I'm not going in the direction that source is thinking. I do like knowing that. I'm pretty good at this. I am aware of the way I feel. I can tell the difference. I have noticed the correlation between what I've been thinking and feeling and what's manifesting. I do know that the reality shifts to match my chronic feeling. And I do understand that thinking something in the beginning that is different from what I've been thinking takes a little bit more focus. But I do know that when I focus a little longer, it gets easier and easier. And I do know that the longer I say something, then the easier it is to say it. And the more I say it, the easier it is for me to expect it. And I do know that expectation brings a different feeling. I do know the difference in the feeling of hope and the feeling of doubt. I do know the difference in the feeling of excitement and the feeling of discouragement. I can do this. I know I can do this. Just conversations like that make all the difference in the world. That is the work. We know it feels slow going, but that's the work. You didn't come to your chronic. And by chronic, we don't mean negative necessarily. By chronic, we mean what I usually think about this subject. You didn't come to that all at once. You came to it gradually, and you're not going to shift from it all at once. You're going to shift from it gradually. And if you want to shift from it all at once, you're not going to do it, and then you'll get discouraged. But if you expect to shift from it gradually and you do it, then you feel encouraged. So just one statement at a time, telling the story the way you like it. The way you want it to be. So this is the way we would tell your story. I have recently heard that there is a veritable fortune waiting for me in vibrational escrow, and I like how that sounds. And the idea of my life experience and what I'm living being the reason that it's there is really thrilling to me. And I like the idea that I can be or do or have whatever I want. And so I'm beginning to tell my story the way I want it to be. I don't think that money is the path to happiness, but I don't think it's the root of all evil either. I think it is a route to freedom. I think that within more money, there are more choices, and in more choices, there is more fun. And I like the idea of making decisions about what I want to do based on how it feels to do it, rather than on whether I can afford to do it or not. I like the opportunities that more money open for me. And so I don't think I'm just excited about the veritable fortune that's waiting for me. I think I'm excited about what that means to me and my family, what that means to those around me, what that means to the way I begin to view life, what that means to the way I experience life. It's exciting to me to think about those kinds of changes. And I love my life in so many ways, but I can see how this money that's on its way to me will enhance my life in this way and this way and this way. An extra $100 today would mean these changes. An extra $1,000 today would mean these changes. If I were allowing in an extra $100,000 this year, I would do this with it. If I allowed in an extra $500,000 every year, ooh, that would mean I would live over there. And that means I would drive that. And that means I would work. That means I wouldn't work there. In other words, just play with it in your mind, in vision. We've offered a lot of games, and the most productive game that we've ever seen. And we've watched a lot of people apply these processes. And this is a powerful, powerful game. Put $100 in your pocket with the intention of mentally spending it every day over and over and over and over and over again. Just contemplate how many things, if you wanted to, you could exchange for that $100. It is amazing what that simple game does in shifting the way you feel about money. It frees you up because your habit is to say, oh, I want that, but I shouldn't. Where this $100 says, I could if I wanted to. I could if I wanted to. I can do that. So instead of saying, I can't afford that over and over and over again, you're saying, I could if I wanted to. 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 Someone said, well, Abraham, you haven't been physical lately because $100 doesn't buy much. And we said, if you spend it 1,000 times today, you've spent the equivalent of $100,000 today. And that goes a long way in shifting your vibration. And then people often say, but it's not real. And we say, it will be. It will be. You've got to feel it first, and once the vibration is stable within you, the realization of it has to come. Law of attraction must bring you the path, the method, the co-creators, and the results that you are conjuring vibrationally. When you conjure prosperity in your vibration, prosperity must come in real life experience, and it will come in so many ways. It will come as you turn every corner. Everywhere you look, another huge evidence of prosperity will show itself to you. Once you get it just a little more active than what you've already got active, it's not the big deal you all make it out to be. You know why it feels like a big deal? Because you've been looking at what is, offering a vibration of what is, getting more of what is for so long, you say, I've done all this effort and I've offered all this work and I've worked all these years, and in all of that, I've only come to where I am now. And so what will that scanty little effort provide me when I've offered all this effort and I've only got this far? And we say, you've been offering action effort, and now we're encouraging you to offer vibrational effort. And vibrational effort is bringing you into usage of the power and energy that creates worlds. Vibrational change makes big manifestational change when you are consistent in it. But when you say, I want it, but I want it, but I want it, but I want it, but you don't make any headway. When you say, I want it because, I want it because, I want it because, I want it because, you make headway. When you say, I believe I can do it, I think I can do it, I doubt I can do it, I'm not really doing it. I believe I can do it, I would like to do it, but I doubt I can do it, I'm not really doing it. But I'd like to do it, I really like to do it, but I can't do it because I haven't been doing it. But I'd like to do it, I really want to do it, but I'm not doing it. Hardly anybody does it. But I'd like to do it, but I want to do it, but it's hard to do it, and I'm not making any headway, and I want to do it, but I don't know what to do, then nothing changes. It's the same old mundane, chronic, vibrational habit of the way I feel. You have to use your willpower to focus your thoughts into a different storyline, you see. So you tell us now the story of your financial picture.
All is well. That's what I can think through that whole conversation, that all is well. And I feel that inside. It feels so wonderful and so organic in a way. And I guess that's just my question. Is that part of the process? Because since I...
That's all of the process.
That is the process.
In other words, because as we said, 99% of all creation is completed vibrationally before you get the evidence of it. So it's like traveling from Phoenix to San Diego, and San Diego is where you want to be, but for most of the distance of 400 miles, you're not where you want to be. And if it frustrates you that you're not there, vibrationally speaking, you would just turn around and go back to Phoenix. You would never get there. But in terms of this physical journey from place to place, you say, well, I understand that journey, so I can make that. I can see my progress. I can see that with every mile I stay focused in that direction, that I'm getting further from where I don't want to be and closer to where I do want to be. And we say, so you keep the faith because you have this evidence that shows you you're getting closer, you're getting closer, you're getting closer. So unless you're walking, nobody gets discouraged about that journey. In other words, you don't get discouraged. You hold the faith. You hold the belief. You don't say San Diego is an impossible dream. You don't say San Diego is incurable. I've tried and tried and tried and tried and tried and I can't get there. Because you can get there and you know you can. When you make the connection that the way you feel is your indicator of the direction that you're moving, and you can honestly say to yourself, I do feel optimistic. When I say all is well, I mean it. I really feel it. Then we say, then you can't not get there. If you can maintain that expectation and that attitude and that vibrational frequency, it has to come and it will come fast. So you say, okay, I'm on my way. I've talked to Abraham, and Abraham went on way more than 68 seconds, and I got the feeling of the vibration of it, and when I said all is well, I really felt it. And then I looked at my real life situation and I saw I wasn't yet in San Diego. In other words, I looked at something and I felt the negative hit of it because I'm not where I want to be, and I want to do something and I don't have the money to do it, and I felt the disappointment. And we say, good. The disappointment's your indicator that whatever just happened caused you to lose your sense of expectation and to begin focusing upon something different from your expectation. What can you do now to bring yourself back to that feeling? And when you work in that feeling of discouragement to bring yourself to something that feels better, you clean up your vibration in a way that it will never return to that negative place again. In other words, when you feel negative emotion and you take the time to chew on it, as we are here, until you actually feel relief, which will take you usually 68 seconds or more to get there, when you actually viscerally feel the relief, now you're never going to have to clean up that vibration again on that subject in just that way. You moved in the universe. You moved to a different vibrational vantage point. And here's the most important thing that we want you to hear about that. Because you moved to a different vibrational vantage point, the manifestational evidence has to shift too. So in the moment that you make the effort to do that, all things in the universe regarding that subject respond to the new vibration that you're offering. So that's the day you get an idea that pays off for you. That's the day you rendezvous with somebody who has something to offer you, and you have something to offer them, and you exchange something financially as a result of it. In other words, that little bit of effort that you couldn't see that it was getting you closer to San Diego. You couldn't see it because it's not like driving your car toward a destination, but you felt it, so you knew it. And because you felt it and because you understood the importance of the way you felt, you kept it up, and 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 you kept it up. Pretty soon, you don't just hope that you'll have your abundance. You don't just believe it. You know it because the evidence is so emphatically surrounding you. Just thought by thought, by thought, by thought, by thought, by thought. You clean it up, clean it up, clean it up, clean it up, clean it up. And what do we mean by clean it up? You tell it the way you want it to be and tell it less the way you don't want it to be. You stop facing reality and you start creating reality. There's another game that we offer. It's a checkbook game, where you deposit $1,000 into your account, vibrational dollars, and you spend that $1,000. On the second day, you deposit $2,000 and spend them. On the third day, you deposit $3,000 and spend them. On the 365th day, you deposit $365,000 and spend it. So as you are spending this money vibrationally, as you're mentally spending it, what's happening is you are creating outlets out there for it to go. When you create a vibrational outlet, it draws you and everything for the accomplishment of it through you. That's what eagerness is. That's what passion is. That's what your feeling of enthusiasm is. In other words, when you present in this time-space reality the vibrational pre-paving of a desire, it sets things into motion that when you let yourself go with them, you feel wonderful. And when you don't let yourself go with them, you feel awful. Did you hear that? That means that if you feel really bad about something, it means you have asked for something and the larger part of you has become something that you're not letting the rest of you keep up with. We want you to realize that you are the reason that your stream moves as fast as it does, and you're also the reason that you're pointed with or against the current, you see. And everything you feel is about that. Everything that you want is because you think you will feel better in the having of it. Whether it's money or a material object or a relationship or an experience, circumstance, event, everything that you want is because you think if you had it, you would feel better. And when you discover that just the idea of it will make you feel better, now you've achieved the vibrational essence of it, and then law of attraction has to yield it to you in all of the intricate details that your life has caused you to carve out for yourself. It has to be, and in fact it is. Let your awareness, instead of being, this is where I am, this is the thing that we most want this seminar to say to you in a way that you can hear it. It doesn't matter where you are because it's so temporary. It's just like the indicator on your gas gauge. Have you noticed how quickly it moves? Especially lately. In other words, it's just an indicator. That's all it is. It's an indicator. So what's manifesting is just a temporary indicator of a temporary vibration. But you say, well, it didn't feel all that temporary because I've been living it for a long time. And we say, it's because you've been having the same responses and offering the same vibration. So it's the same thing happening, but it's new. In other words, you're not living the same life. It's a new living of a new life from a new vibration. It's just that the vibration that you're offering now is the same one that you offered yesterday because you've got the habit of thinking of things the way you thought of them yesterday. If you've been away from the home that you grew up in for a while, or away from the people that were there when you were growing up, and if the home and if the people are still there, go there soon and see how well you fit. As you realize how much has happened in your life that has made you so different than who you were when you lived there. And then realize that in every moment of every day, this sort of expansion is taking place within you. We love your question. We love the question, how do I get from where I am to where I want to be? And the answer is, look in the direction of where you want to be and speak in the direction of where you want to be and never again look back over your shoulder about where you have come from. And if you can pull that one off, as soon as tomorrow, you'll have evidence of your veritable fortune.
Astounding. Thank you.
We have enjoyed this interaction. We've enjoyed every interaction with everyone who sat in the chair today. We've enjoyed the willingness of those of you who are sitting out there listening to it to patiently reach for the nugget that must be buried in there somewhere. In other words, we tell you what we tell you, not so that you can get to the results that you think you want, but so that you can feel the palpable relief and know that you can find it again anytime you reach for it. We don't guide you toward manifestations because we think those manifestations are essential to your experience. We guide you towards successful creation of manifestations because we want you to get a handle on your own vibration, because your own vibration is your life right now. What you feel right now is a mixture of who you've become and who you're letting yourself be, and nothing other than that is ever true. And when you have conscious awareness of the mixture and tools in your bag of tricks that help you to turn in the direction of who you are, now you have the tools that help you to be the joyful being that you've come forth to be. We don't want you to be a successful holder of millions of dollars, although you will be. We want you to be the joyful being that is enjoying the discovery of how to become that. We want the ride on the river to be as important to you in your physical form as it was to you when you decided to come forth. We want you to know what you don't want so that you can know what you do want, and we want you to feel the difference. And we want you to feel the relief when you turn in the direction of what you do want, and we want you to feel the knowing that you have improved your vibration as you just did. And then we want you to feel the exhilaration of watching the universal forces converge around you and give you evidence of the alignment that took place. And then we want you to stand in that new platform, and we want you to feel the contrast that will launch yet another desire. And we want you to feel the power of the new desire and your vibrational relationship to it. And we want you to recognize that once again, you're not up to speed with who life has caused you to become. But we want you to savor the knowledge that you now know what to do because you've done it so many times. And we want you to deliberately reach for the thought that feels better and move in the direction of what you are wanting, and then feel the new manifestation. We want you to get your hands in the clay of your life, and we want you to like molding the clay. We don't want it to be about getting to the result. We want it to be about the process of alignment. We want it to be about the energy in your belly. We want it to be about the emotion that you can improve. We want it to be about you then recognizing the evidence that comes to you because you did improve the emotion. We loved how you felt, and we loved how you feel, and we love the fact that you couldn't feel how you feel if you hadn't felt how you felt. In other words, that vibrational relationship is life, and there's no wrong in any of it. It's all the molding of the clay. We have enjoyed this more than words can say. Life is so good from our vantage point. We want you, we invite you to look at your world through the eyes of us, because what we see is really, really good. Good times are before you as a result of this gathering. There is great love here for you. And as always, we remain joyously in control.
If you want it. Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.